Welcome back, friends. Yes, Sarah, and of course, we didn't have much technical problems, so that was pretty exciting.
Yep.
I was about to say, because usually we don't just pre-discuss our conversation, and we're not here, so I don't know what she's going to say. And as a dutiful, studied Catholic, yes, the source and summit of our faith is the Eucharist. And 6 months ago, I was absolutely daily communicant, you know, and I mean, we could all sit here and list all that we would want to, and I don't want to do that to you all. But there was the never-ending Lent, you know, never had Holy Week, never had Easter, and oftentimes Sunday Mass was hard to come by. God in His great goodness would provide for it. But I, personal choice, you could have a different choice, did not go and hunt it out the way I could have. I entered into the tomb, as I call it. And I found a different source and summit. It's Jesus Christ Himself. And to the extent that I can enter into the Eucharist and I can, you know, make spiritual communion with the neglected tabernacles, I don't have an apt, their plentitude where I am right at the moment. The Eucharist a little less and our Lord a little more. And it's not that they're contra. One feeds into the other. One is the other. But I found I had a deeper walk with our Lord in the midst of such poverty. To not have the Eucharist is a poverty.
Yeah, I mean, I can.
All right.
I mean, I think the point in when the church is making the statement, and this is another one of those things where we have to look beyond only the surface version of the Eucharist being the source summit of the church, right? To the depth lay behind it, much like we have to look at what it means for to be infallible, right? We make these statements, and at the very beginning when the statements are made, we only see them for their superficial nature, but the truth of the reality is that Christ has promised us that He would be present to us always. Body from the moment of His death, His conquering death on the cross, right, that His people here would never be without His physical presence. And this is however, we also know that the belief in the real presence of the Eucharist, even at the same time that we were receiving instruction that it is the source and summit of our life, we know that their belief in the real presence of the Eucharist was falling, and that people, unfortunately, probably were making what would be sacrilegious actions of communion, even unbeknownst to themselves, right?
That's right.
I think that it's not inappropriate. I mean, statement that you have found kind of a new source and. I think that you have found, once again, a deeper meaning of what it means for the Eucharist to be the source and summit. And the reason that I would say that is because there are so many layers to that onion, right? I mean, obviously there's just a superficial reality that Christ, in his amazing generosity, has chosen to make Himself present in the most humble of places.